from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Houston Astros, what's that, 6 in a row they won last night?
That is correct.
Tyler won a little bit of cash except for his lock.
Yep.
Of the week.
Ironic, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Is that the only one you lost?
Yeah.
Was the lock of the week?
Hit about 42 bets and lost the one lock.
My lock of the night was the only bet I did not hit.
Well, for him, that's good. For others who went with that lock, because I know there are some people who trust you that go with, all right, Tyler saying this is the lock.
Mm-hmm.
And his locks usually pay dividends. Not last night. What was that lock? Oh, you needed one more out, didn't you?
Yeah. It was one strike away.
I didn't realize it was so close till I checked the box score, T.
Yeah, one strike away.
I wasn't watching when they pulled him, and I checked the box score, and I said, oh, boy.
Yeah.
I think I even heard TK say, and Framber Valdez gave you 17 outs, and I thought, ooh, that's half an out short of Tyler's bet.
Yeah, that hook can be a real bitch.
Yeah, yeah, but hey, they got the dub. They got the dub, and that
impressive.
Was
impressive.
That was him, and it was over early.
It feels huge.
Bregman came out and hit a homer right off the bat, and then the big fella joined. You even hit your Diaz homer. He joined the party. Oh, yeah. It was off to the races. But again, fellas, it was Framber Valdez. It was the starting pitching. Now he couldn't get that final out that you needed, but still. 5 2/3, 9 strikeouts, 1 walk on 1 earn. Like, that's continuing to be big-time stuff. And we've talked about the biggest thing with him is the consistency factor. That's the deal with Framber. Like, can he be consistent? And Clint, Framber since June 23rd is 7-0 with a 2.68 ERA. In 9 starts, which the Astros have won all 9 of those starts.
Cream always rises to the top.
And Yiner Diaz, oddly enough, has been behind the plate in 7 of the 9 starts. We've been asking for consistency. There is an up and down factor with Framber. Oh, he can throw a damn near no-hitter, but then he can give up whatever. Clearly, Clint, he has stepped that part up of his game, and now he is looking to be consistent. And my thought is, are we ready to say that Cy Young Framber is back? Are you ready to say the guy who was the number one starter, the ace for this team when they won the World Series, the first half guy, is Cy Young version of Framber? Is he back? Are you ready to get there?
I can't.
7-0.
I can't.
Since June 23rd.
He's been great. He's been great. I love Framber. He's been great. I'm glad he's great. Hell, looking at his season long numbers, I don't know that we didn't blow some of the low points out of the water. To be completely honest with you. But I can't get there. Something about Cy Young.
You're not ready to get Trish.
Cy Young and Ace. I'm not quite there. He's been good. He's been really good, and I'm glad he's in a damn Astros uniform. That's for sure. But man, I just be like, I get a different vibe when Verlander's on the bump than when Framber's on the bump. Like I just there's a different
you
level.
You always have.
Yes.
You,
okay. Yes. There's just a different level of, and I'm just saying ace versus a guy that's up and coming. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. I don't feel ace confident. I don't feel ace comfortable. I don't feel.
See, I did. See, Tyler, I did in the World Series year, like the years. Like that, especially that World Series year, the start of last year, I felt like he's about to go down. He's going to be the best pitcher on the field.
Yeah.
Like or not even just on the field. Like, he felt ace vibes to me until that thing just fell all apart in the second half last year. I'm with you. I want to go there. I do. I want to go there. And now he is showing us some level of consistency. I mean, this ain't just we talked about. Hey, up and down. Now this is 7 straight starts or 9 straight starts where you're 7-0 and your team's won all of them because you've given them a chance to win. Where your ERA is in the 2s.
And I think one of those starts, Ron, I mean, I think it was 2-1 the Astros won. So, I mean, clearly it was a great start. He just didn't end up getting a win.
Yeah. No, he has done a little too much to earn that. Boy, I don't know. Because we've said it. Are we getting good for him tonight? Are we getting that other dude? So he got to do a little bit more because he has earned a hell out of nervousness. But it's coming.
I just think back, man, and I don't know what Verlander's going to look like when he comes back, but just when JV was JV. And I'm not even talking about the numbers because I'm sure there's some advanced stats or hell, there may be even some just regular old box scores that'll prove it. I'm just telling you how I feel.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.